Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, masturbators and fornicators, wankers and spankers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma Ramadama, or the goddess, or your mama. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women, baby.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. This is the womb room. And what's that buzz? Tell me what's happening. Well, if you are listening to me live or watching me on drsusanblock.tv, it is smack in the middle of Masturbation Month, the merry month of May. Oh yeah, come, let us play. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, don't be embarrassed. Remember what our Saint George of Carlin said. If God had intended us not to masturbate, he, or possibly she, would have made our arms shorter. And then we wouldn't be able to so easily. And so maybe then masturbation would be unnatural and get hair on our elbows or something. But we have these palms and hands that reach so beautifully, you know. I mean, we're not like the dogs that have to rub up against trees. Well, some of us might, just for the pleasure, but, or the fetish, tree fetish. But if we want, the ultimate pleasure is right at our fingertips. Sometimes with a little help from a screaming, oh, finger, glow-in-the-dark vibrator. Yes, brothers and sisters, Masturbation Month is what we are celebrating. We have been celebrating
since the beginning of May. You know, and of course we've been celebrating always. Every day is masturbation day, every hour, every second, and all of that. But you know, they have these months, like Black History Month and Women's International Month and, you know, Take Your Dog to Work Month. I mean, they have these months where you're supposed to honor things. And this is the month that we honor and talk about the M word. Masturbation, yeah. And tonight, we are focusing on masturbation education. Of course, this school is, I think, different from any you've been to. We have professors and porn stars tonight to enlighten us. And yes, we do need masturbation education, in my humble opinion. I mean, isn't masturbation natural, some might say? Why do you need to learn about masturbation? Well, yes, it is natural. But some of us are a little slow, and I don't know about you. I want to hear about you, actually. I do. I'm going to hear from my guests very shortly, and I would like to hear from you, too, out there in Radio Suzy One Land. If you'd like to call, our number is 213-670-0066. Or if you want us to pay for your masturbatory questions and fantasies, toll-free number 1-866-289-7068. Masturbation education. I needed it, or else I might never have had an orgasm. Really. I mean, I was a sophomore at Yale, and no, I didn't learn this in a course at Yale, but I did wear my Yale panties just for the occasion. So I was a sophomore, 19 years old, and I'd never had an orgasm. I mean, not a voluntary orgasm. I'd had these sort of climaxes when I was doing, you know, like a kip-up in gymnastics class, because of what it does to the pelvic muscles, kind of, it just accidentally gave me an orgasm, and horseback riding. but I'd never had a voluntary orgasm. I'd had sex, and my high school boyfriend, he'd had orgasms, and my college boyfriend, yep, they'd had orgasms, and it was very pleasurable, but I'd never had an orgasm. And I had this boyfriend who had sex with me one night in my tiny little dorm room bed. And it was nice sex, I think. He was really cute. But I didn't have an orgasm, and he left to get to his early class. I, of course, was a night owl even then, and I stayed in bed just feeling vaguely unsatisfied. And not knowing what to do, I kind of reached for a book. I was a very bookish girl. You know, that's how I got into Yale. I went downhill ever since I graduated, of course, obviously, as you can see. But getting in there, you know, everything out of books. And so I found Antony and Cleopatra. Great book. I mean, Shakespeare play. Very sexy. I love it, especially when they change the costumes. She puts on his armor and he puts on her, you know, Egyptian frou-frou thing, and then they have sex. Love it. But nothing about what I was feeling. Not even in my French fleur du mal. I mean, nothing about this feeling I was having. But I kept rummaging, and I found this little pamphlet that I actually got at, this is history, folks, okay, masturbation education begins with history, the 1970s, okay, women's consciousness raising groups. This was a feminist pamphlet. This was, I didn't even think it was about sex. I thought it was about women. And, well, it was. But the name was Liberating Masturbation by Betty Dodson, who has since become my good friend, and of course is the godmother of masturbation. But I didn't know who she was, or I just saw this book, and I read it, just a few paragraphs. It said, you know, wet yourself, touch your pussy, the labia, where is the clitoris? I had no idea. No idea. I needed a book to find this with also a map, which was great. Map shows me where it is, tells me, breathe deep. I didn't know about this stuff, breathing deep. Well, I'd done a little yoga, but I didn't know it had anything to do with sex. And I learned this, and I breathed deep, and I touched myself where it said to touch. I followed instructions, and I breathed deep, and I thought I was Cleopatra just floating on my barge to Antony, who was, of course, my boyfriend of the moment. And I just kept breathing deep and floating and touching myself and breathing and floating and looking at the book every once in a while when I'd lose it, and then getting back into the focus, and then lo and behold, I had an orgasm. My very first orgasm. Thank you. Through masturbation, through liberating masturbation, brothers and sisters, because yes, that's what it took, and I knew from that moment on that I was an orgasmic woman, and that I could do it myself, I could do it with boyfriends, later I discovered I could do it with girlfriends, I could do it anytime, and wow, was that revolutionary. You know, I mean, because masturbation is revolutionary. That's why it's still so taboo in so many ways. Because when you learn how to give yourself that kind of pleasure, even though, of course, it's better to share it with someone you love or at least like a lot, you know, sometimes that's not available, or sometimes the person you're with is abusive, or sometimes the person you're with is just unreasonable, or sometimes, you know, you never have to kowtow to an unreasonable lover, or an unreasonable religion, or an unreasonable government again.
Amen.
You have your fingers.
You have your vibrators. Thank you, Evolved.
Right. And even those of you who don't have fingers, I'm sure you learn how to do it with your feet. Okay. So,
and you should teach me afterwards.
All right.
Wherever you are.
Yeah. Well, you're flexible enough.
Oh, I
am. Well, I am going to introduce my fabulous guest now. Are you masturbating?
We are definitely
okay.
Foreplaying with
ourselves. You know, I'm hoping for that.
This is a foreplay
for
ourselves.
This is a masturbation show.
No.
We're going to talk about a lot of different things, of course, as usual. But but certainly the power of self-pleasure is a big, big deal here tonight in the M month. And this is Amanda Blow, a good friend of the Dr. Susan Block Institute and Radio Suzy One, and we love you, Amanda.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Like a flapper and with a little bit of it's 1970s. I don't know. You flappers from the 20s, you got this kind of huge. I don't. You just look interesting.
Thank you. I like to be interesting
beautiful.
And different.
Great.
You as well.
And you have a bunch of toys.
Yes, and there's some more coming.
Excellent.
And I love to masturbate. That is my thing.
Well,
that is my thing.
I am
and that is my
so
thing.
Glad because
besides
you know this is your thing, and you are going to get an extra toy.
Oh, I love it.
Because we drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles
pocket
here.
As the make a girl come, not shoot a head off.
Make love, not war.
What's going on under my skirts? Okay.
Well, let me show you what could go on.
There we go.
Thank you.
Pocket rocket. Yes, a pocket rocket with a new package that is ready to blast off.
Can I use it on you later?
Yes.
I have mine down, so we're going to put this away for later.
Yes, I'm all vibrated. I'm all into the vibrations.
I love
absolutely.
Vibration. It was the first time for me to come. 27.
First time for you to come.
27, and I've been a sexual being since I was a little. Since I was a little girl, I've been playing with little boys, and 27, I finally came, and it was from masturbating, and I had to have two vibrators.
I need batteries there. Give her the.
Oh, I have some batteries.
Give her the other.
I just bought new ones. So I just changed it.
Let me
out.
Hear you, Susie.
Okay,
no, she needs batteries in there. Give her the stage mic. Give her the stage mic. Give her the stage mic. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right.
Test, test, test. Okay, here we go.
Sorry about that.
So now I have to get my batteries changed.
Whoa.
Well, I have...
You got two mics there.
Okay. No. You got to go this way.
So like me and my two vibrators.
So you're talking, Amanda.
Well, there's two vibrators and three girls. No, four, five. No, I'm just talking on my ass.
Let me introduce my next lovely guest, another friend of the Dr. Susan Block Show, who was just here with the Girls and Corpses. Sasha Sweet.
Yes, ma'am.
Merry Masturbation Month.
Merry Masturbation Month to you.
How have you been celebrating so far?
Well, I masturbate a lot, not just during Masturbation Month. I do it pretty much once a day at least.
Once a day?
Yeah, okay. At the minimum. Sometimes I...
Okay,
sometimes
try.
It's like
so
four
hard.
Or five times.
I can't wait to masturbate
go
with
ahead,
you.
Try.
Yeah. Test. Here we go. Okay.
I mean, I guess we are right now, actually.
We are. We're masturbating together right now.
I love it.
You're so hot.
So you didn't have an orgasm until age 27. Through masturbation.
Like you said, it felt great. I love cock.
Yes, you do.
Okay, more than anything. I finally took control, and I don't know, I've been a very sexual woman, and I think that I felt like it was all about the man. Subconsciously, because I knew it wasn't. I didn't grow up that way. Mm. But there
but
was something subconscious.
But you didn't know what your pleasure was.
No, and
you
found it. And it
some
was like
masturbation education.
I had those two. They were on two long cords. They were the eggs.
Oh wow!
The two eggs, and I put one inside of me, and I had one on the outside, and I wrote a pillow. I forgot to bring my pillow.
Well, I have plenty of pillows.
I'm gonna show you.
You can
absolutely.
Show us. Right. Yes. Absolutely, we would like to see the pillow riding because I think a lot of people start through pillow riding. It is very
I still
popular.
Do.
It is.
I've never
For
done
men
that.
And women.
Oh, it's like riding a man, but you have vibrating.
I'm gonna try that now.
Position. Oh, I'll show. Well, you show me yours. I'll show you mine.
Okay, pillow
that's
riding
position.
Is fun, right? Absolutely, but also pocket riding is a good idea.
Pocket riding. So we're all three, four, five.
Okay, take a picture. Andy, has somebody come here? Picture. Pocket rocket picture. And let me introduce
how many times have
the
you practiced
new
that one?
People here on the show, the virgins to the Dr. Susan Block Show. We have Addie Juniper. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I was a little
you?
Too close to the mic, sorry.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we usually say you should get close to the mic, like you're giving it head, but apparently you like giving head.
Yeah, I was putting my mouth all the way around.
Yeah,
it.
I guess. Wow, and you look very nice in your plaid.
Thank you.
Very kind of school-like in a way, although I don't know if you wear just, you know, sleeveless tops. I mean, what is that? No.
Strapless.
Strapless top, right. To school.
No.
Or maybe
I don't
you
think
do
you
now.
Do that.
Can you do that?
I don't think so.
No?
Well,
in my
school,
you
couldn't even wear spaghetti straps.
This is my school. I am the head mistress.
Yes.
And you are here. And you are a fetish porn model star?
Mostly fetish. I just recently got into the mainstream realm.
Mm. And what is your favorite fetish?
That's a hard one. It's hard to choose, but I like tickling.
Tickling? Really? You like to be tickled or you like to do the tickling?
I like both.
Tickling site.
Really?
A tickling site.
Really, because that's very, very popular. A lot of guys like tickling, and I find there aren't that many women that like to be tickled. So if you really do, then you're in luck. I mean, you know, you're a commodity.
Gives me an endorphin rush. And
it does, doesn't it? It does. But it takes a certain level of... What does it take to tolerate tickling? I mean, not a zen thing, because then you're not really feeling tickled,
you
know,
being
when
fucked?
You just breathe deep and you aren't...
You're being fucked and tickled? I'm sorry, I didn't mean
fucked and tickled.
Fucked and tickled? Is that what it is, or are you just being tickled and you get off? I mean,
I can't get off with just the tickling alone, no.
But you're getting fucked and then you tickle. How do you feel the difference? I mean, how do you...
How about with a pocket rocket and tickling?
Wait.
How about if you were holding the pocket rocket and we were tickling you? Maybe we'll try that later. Anyway, you win a pocket rocket.
I'd be like, get off me, you're distracting me.
Actually, fucking tickle sounds like a law firm.
It does.
I think it might be. We better not use that name again. We'll be sued.
Maybe we could use them here.
It's just kind of playful.
We
and
need
just kind of... you know, gets you in the mood.
Definitely. Do you tickle yourself?
No.
I mean, we're talking about masturbation.
But I can tickle my own feet. I tried before.
Yeah, and is it ticklish?
Actually, yes.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Really? Wow.
I think
but
that's
I can't
interesting.
Really do any other areas by myself.
Oh, okay.
I need someone else for
well,
that.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, I can massage my own feet. I do, you know, Max is the best masseuse if any of you ladies would
Ooh.
Like to have your feet massaged. But, well, I shouldn't say any of you. He has to choose.
$100 an hour in the corner.
Right, there you go. Right, we take
$200
Visa,
with just
Discover,
to look at it, Susie.
American Express. Anyway, but and so sometimes he's too tired to give me a foot massage, so I have to do it myself.
Oh wow!
I know, huh? But I can kind of do that, but tickle my own feet? No, I don't think I could do
no,
that.
I don't
you
see
can
that.
Though.
I can.
You're very
if I have
talented.
Really sharp fingernails.
Right.
Do you get off on that? Like when you tickle, you're like masturbating and tickling your feet and getting off?
Sometimes, yes.
What?
Okay,
wow.
This is, has to be the most interesting sexual thing I've ever
I'm
heard.
Trying to tickle myself. It's not working.
Like, seriously,
it's not working.
We're going to definitely talk, okay?
So. It's better if someone else is doing the tickling.
But
definitely.
Either way, you can do it. That just amazes me. Being tickled or any of that period, I'm like, get off me. I need to concentrate. You know, I need to close my eyes and imagine Dr. Susie.
Okay. Well, that might make you laugh, though, which is like tickling. Might tickle Ooh. Your fancy, tickle mm. your mind.
Then I'll think of Max.
As far as fetishes, though, I also like to be spanked.
Oh,
I love that.
Wanking and spanking.
Spank, spank, spank.
Absolutely,
yeah.
We love spanking.
Oh, yeah.
Hard or not so hard?
Moderate, probably.
Moderate. Okay.
I say
yeah.
both.
Well,
I say
good.
Both. What do you say?
I like both.
Both.
All right, I want to introduce my next guest. We have professors and porn stars, so here's the professor. Or at least she is a PhD, Dr. Shawn Tibbles.
Dr. Chantel.
So pretty.
Dr. Chantel.
Dr. Chantel.
Chantel Tibbles.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now everyone's going to remember your name because I flaboobles that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nibble on you.
So, Chantel Tibbles. Dr. Chantel.
I'm Dr. Chantel.
You
yes.
are an eminent pornologist.
I am. That's what I like to call myself.
I got that part right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I had a little friend back in the day who went, I have never known anybody who knows as much about porn as you.
Yes.
And she dubbed me the eminent pornologist.
Ooh.
So, there you go.
Very
Yay.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have my own title. I've had it for years.
And tell us about your academic background.
Well, I have a PhD in sociology. I study adult production. I've been doing it for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
I also teach sociology, but...
Can you say where?
I should not.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
they
it's
might...
very secret.
You look
wow,
like you just
but
graduated.
You, but what do you teach?
It depends on the semester. Sometimes I teach gender and sexuality.
Yes.
Sometimes I teach a course on identity development, which
yes.
is really exciting because I get to teach Foucault. And, like,
wow, yes.
I know, hello, talking about Foucault and getting all excited.
Right. Except that wouldn't have done it for me when I was
I fanned
you know, a
myself.
Sophomore.
Right. I've had
really.
Students. Oh,
I had to learn from Betty Dodson how to get off. I mean, I like the passion and all the romance. Actually, we're going to have a great romantic author on in a little while on the phone, Eden Bailey. But I don't know. I needed instructions.
You know, I don't know... Something about the Foucault. Like,
yeah,
I go and I teach, and
how
I
How did you
so
have your first orgasm?
What is Foucault?
Oh, God. Foucault is a French
He's a French
theorist.
Writer. A philosopher.
So
he's
sorry.
A philosopher.
A sexual, he sees sex in everything.
Yeah.
Like us.
I love Foucault, right?
Oh,
yeah.
That's Freud,
but
actually,
he's,
I think.
He's really kind of...
Power. Foucault is all about power.
Yeah, and all about, like, language.
Yes, power
know.
And language.
Yeah.
I had a student go... I don't know where she went in Europe, but she was in my class, and she was going to go visit her then-girlfriend, and she came back with, like, a little... She went to the Foucault Museum. She's like, Chantel, I brought you this Foucault book. Like, she had carried it across the ocean for me, and I was so
she
happy.
She
well, that's very, so do you take
sexy.
A... what is it? Foucaultian? Foucaultian?
Foucaultian.
Foucaultian.
They stick an L in there.
They stick an L, okay.
Mm-hmm.
A Foucaultian approach to the study of porn.
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Well, I do notice that you do... sort of take apart, you know, you kind of deconstruct a lot of porn. And I did read something about you deconstructing this little video of girls talking about how they like porn.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a little bit Foucaultian.
Foucaultian. You know, what I really try to do in general is to sort of show
the diversity of the industry in adult production. So, I mean, I have a site. It's called pvvonline.com. And what I do there is basically talk about stuff that's happening in the business. I talk about films and content. I see little things in the news, whatever it is. And just like that Girls Watch Porn 2 video that you're referring to, I kind of talk about how it relates to the wider world. Because, you know, in the end, I'm a sociologist, and so we're all part of this wider social fabric. But people talk about, yeah, people talk about sex workers and adult production and people who work in sex and people who talk about sex and people who are just sort of, like, forthcoming about sex as if they are sort of over here, kind of weirdos, which is not true because, as you said, we are all born of sex.
It's a conditioning.
It's yeah, no, that's a conditioning. And so, I mean, essentially what I try to do is sort of show how there's multiple sides and lots of stuff going on, demystify, you know, on and on.
Uh-huh.
You should show me later.
I will.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Please, there's a room.
Yes, this is school.
I want to masturbate looking at you.
You can do
talking.
That.
I am right now.
Did you get off on your teachers when you were a kid?
I didn't get off until I was 27. No, I got off on anything that was sexy, right. Like in that way.
I don't mean...
I left wet spots when I woke up. Right. You know,
you got
stood
close.
Up.
You got aroused from teachers.
Wet spots.
I had a very sexy teacher.
You had a sexy teacher.
Oh, I used to think about him when I was little, yeah.
Really?
I
still
do.
And now it's very forbidden to do anything with a teacher.
Man.
It was a man.
You can't think about anything.
So did you like women? Because you say you love women.
I loved women when I was younger, too.
Yeah, I played little games with the women, too. I was like, let's play doctor, everybody.
You guys love women, too?
I love women.
Oh, that's great.
Nobody
I do
knows
too.
He's a lesbian.
We can be lesbians
together.
I
had my
right?
lesbian gator on. And it went way
so
off.
So, Dr. Chantel.
Yes.
Do you have a pocket rocket?
I think I might get one right now.
You have the ability to blast off, girlfriend.
Blast off.
Yes.
Let me show you how to use it.
Yes, yes.
Could you show me? I'll teach you about Foucault, and you can teach me about the pocket rocket.
Ooh, pocket to Foucault. I love it. Foucault to pocket.
Okay. So, your first orgasm.
You know,
we're going to have one in a minute.
Yes. You know, it was probably... I can't remember not having one.
Truth really? Be told.
Yeah, I was a real early masturbator.
Yeah, okay, I was too.
I was too, but I
didn't. I just didn't orgasm
yeah,
until I learned.
I felt naughty.
What to do? I just.
I didn't
play.
Say I didn't
I
feel naughty.
Play, yeah.
I just said I was an early masturbator.
Well, you got both of the best worlds.
And you started coming early.
It seems to be so, yes.
Seems to be. You're
no,
not
it is
sure?
so. It is so.
Okay, because sometimes women don't know, and then usually.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay. You know.
And so, I mean, do you ever get, I mean, you must get turned on by your research. Sometimes.
You know.
Not all of it.
Sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, look at how cute her shoes are. Or, oh, honey, your extensions are fantastic.
Right,
tickle
right,
me.
Right.
Sometimes, yeah, or tickle me, whatever.
That's
like
awesome.
Sometimes.
Professor.
What?
I know.
Professor. Chantel. Professor Chantel. They don't call you Professor. They call
Dr.
you Dr.
Chantel.
Dr. Chantel.
They do.
You know.
Wow. I know it's fun, right?
What is your research telling you about the masturbation habits of the world? America, Osama bin Laden. He's got porn.
Hey, they said they found porn.
Yes, of course. Why not?
Right. Yeah.
We don't know whether it was his, but you know,
they're trying to make
porn.
It.
It's the whole house. It's house porn.
Yeah, they're trying to make sure that everybody thinks it's him.
Of course. Yes.
But that's
because
all right.
They think
you know.
It's a bad thing.
He probably,
but you know what?
He probably
it's not
had,
a bad thing.
You know what?
He had several wives. He had to get himself
He probably
up.
Had Newsweek in there, too.
Well, sure.
Which is also
right,
obscene. So,
yes.
Look, the bottom line is we all want to feel, and we want to feel right. taboo. And now everything is open, and anything can happen, but we all deny it, and we don't want to admit to it. But now it's the cool thing. Now it's a cool thing, because like, people like us are... you know, cool. up in front, and we're cool, and we're saying, hey, this is what's up. We're not afraid to say no. You've started this. You helped this.
I started it.
Not started it. You started the
rumor.
I
could get arrested for that.
Ooh. No, darling, I'll take the rap.
Well, I mean, there's lots of people that have been on the front lines of this sexual revolution.
People
that
are
really
scared.
Keeps happening, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think. And of course, Max... He is not modest about accepting credit.
No, actually, I am the most prosecuted publisher in the United States. I've been prosecuted 23 times.
Wow.
And that's for showing breasts and beauty and pussies and cunts.
Thank you.
I
spent 3 years of my life in prison for it.
Oh,
that's all right.
No.
I'm still here. I'm doing the same thing.
You learned and you probably healed while you were there.
Yeah, I did great.
My
there.
Friend is
a lot
20,
of zen shit on my
I'm
knees.
Sorry, 38, 9 years old, and she's never had an orgasm before.
Oh. Really? Your friend? Where is she? Is she listening right now? Let us heal her, sister.
I've tried, and I will. I said, I need to show you hands-on.
I mean, you got a lot of ammunition there.
This is what I need.
Have you tried this on
I've not tried anything. She's not like that.
She's not like that.
She doesn't open her mind, I think. That's what it is. I think people have blinders on. They have blinders on.
Bring her.
I'll bring her. I'll bring anything to you, darling. You are the master Amanda Blow. I will anything.
Anything.
I will masturbate with that chick down there.
Well, I don't know if I control that. She is a distinguished professor.
Nah.
She is also a hot woman who has orgasmed ever since she can remember.
Well, I need to understand these things that she talks about.
She's got that sort of
If we're in porn, we have to study and, you know,
Absolutely.
Practice.
We are studying. Now, I'm trying to ask, like, a sociological question here. Can I get the... I think she's got enough time to think of an answer, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, masturbatory habits, conventions, what are we trending towards something?
Well,
we getting more perverted or less?
We're just being honest.
I don't think it's perverted at all. First of all, so more or less perverted, I have no idea. As far as like always been perverted, quote unquote. Like,
how about orgasmic? Okay, are we having
orgasmic?
More?
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you
are
the
we
answer
getting
to
more
that.
Hardcore in our porn desires, because of course porn is used sometimes by couples to have better sex. Porn is used sometimes by groups, you know, at parties, but usually it's one person watching.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
And usually that person is, you know, Jillin' or Jackin' or something.
Right.
So.
Is it more hardcore to what they're using?
Well,
you know,
you've been
honestly,
following it through history.
I have. And, you know, truth be told, in, like, what people most commonly buy or rent, no. It's been there. No.
Is it more fetishistic?
Well, you know, there might be, you know, within the little corner where the tickling happens. Let me tickle you, please.
Or maybe just because on the internet you can get everything, and back in the early days they were showing on big screen TV.
Right. But that's
big
just
screen theaters.
Yeah,
so.
But that's just a bit. Like the average person who's just like, hey, I'm watching some porn, the porn that's watched is not all that crazy. And it's the same stuff. I mean, I did this big, this is gonna make me sound like an extra nerd. I did this big long study where I watched all of the films that were the most popular, most people watched them, rented them, et cetera, from 72 through 2005.
Wow.
That's a lot of porn.
Yeah.
And I tell you, there's double penetration in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
There's just a lot more hair.
And a lot, I tell you, you know, if you really want to know where the extreme part of that stuff is, like language. People say some stuff in the 70s that we would never say now. I'm not even going to tell you.
Right.
I think you should express that later.
Not politically incorrect stuff.
Yeah.
Things that now we would find.
And now we don't see that anymore. But as far as like, what?
Yeah.
But as far as what people are getting off to, what people are watching, it's the same. For most people and most content, it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same
but
stuff.
Hasn't
as
it gotten more extreme?
You know, people say that,
more
but
honest.
I'm telling you, in what
is the most widely consumed? No, the themes are the same. There's a lot more stuff in that segment where, the smaller niche-y stuff, there's tons more stuff that you never saw before, mm-hmm. and that's getting different, and people are exploring new avenues, and some of it's getting more hard, some of it's getting more soft, all that stuff. But it's like...
So where do you go from now, from here? Where do you go from here?
I'm sure there's tons of other places to go, but what maybe we should do is get the regular folks in the Tractome places or the regular mall shopper guys to expand their minds or something.
So we'll have a kiosk. We'll have our own kiosk.
Yes, we need a kiosk at the mall internet. To say hey, there's other stuff you can watch because the mall shopper of porn is buying the same shit they've always bought.
I think that we can be like her as well by just expressing to our families, being honest with our families by saying, look, this is what I'm doing. I have a few friends. I wouldn't even imagine not telling my mom. Whatever. And they're like, what are you and mom saying? I don't care. I'm doing my own thing. But people are having separate lives. And if they could open up, they'd be surprised.
Testify, sister.
They would be surprised at how many people are open to it.
Say, I masturbate and I am not ashamed.
I masturbate and I am not ashamed. Your turn. Your turn.
I masturbate and I am not ashamed.
I don't believe that. Let me hear it.
I masturbate and I'm not ashamed.
Next.
Yes. I'm masturbating. I'm not ashamed.
I'm not trying to make peer pressure here, Dr. Chantel.
No, it's okay.
You don't masturbate?
I'm fairly forthcoming. I too masturbate, and I'm not ashamed.
Awesome!
That was hot.
I love you. I love you.
Awesome. I just want to give a couple Twitter comments. Forewarned 76 says, I'd rather it be mutual masturbation month. At least then I wouldn't be alone.
Aww.
See, you're not that's alone. The thing, is somehow Aww. People think that masturbation makes you a lonely heart.
Aww.
You know, and it is something you do sometimes when you're alone.
But you can be with anybody you want.
Well, you could be.
And that's not alone.
Right.
Yeah, but sometimes folks want to be with other, and sometimes folks are alone when they're masturbating, and they shouldn't be sad. I mean,
don't be afraid to be alone.
Self-love. You know, you are the lover that you will have your whole life. No one else.
That is true.
You are the only lover that will last your whole life long. I mean, no matter how much you love someone else, you're going to be with yourself longer.
Yeah.
And you better get to know yourself. And I tell you, the more you get to know yourself sexually, the more you can give and take from a lover. Go for it, girl. Yeah, Amanda Blow. And Sasha's playing, too. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, Panty Boy wants to know about the panties, of course.
Oh, yes.
Panty Boy is very interested in panties. And so we are going to... First of all, Amanda, let's see, what kind of panties are you wearing? Are you? Oh, you
about
are wearing very nice.
They actually match you.
They do. Very nice. Look at that. You could be a Yale girl, and I could be Amanda Blow.
You could be a slut.
Yes. Red and black and very pretty. I do have panties to give away, which we will do shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Sasha, should we look at your panties?
I have little gray lacy thong on right now.
They taste good.
Can you model that a little bit?
Of course.
Can you stand up?
Oh my God! What?
Okay. This is the danger of sex toys. They make a lot of noise. Okay, look at that. Yeah, those are sexy and skimpy. Like little thong. And the bush. You know, we were talking about the bush with Jack the Zipper, who really likes you, I think I can say. He might even be here somewhere, but we never can see him
because
he's invisible. You like her too. And you like the bush.
I don't like George, but I like the bush.
Yeah, or the family. But, I mean, it's so cool to see this young, 21-year-old woman with, this 1970s bush, huh, Dr. Chantel?
It's the only thing that's changed.
The bush is coming back. Here, turn around for Alex there. Show him the bush. Yeah.
The bush is back in town.
The bush is back. And not the bush is back.
But wait a minute. The
not
bush
George,
is okay.
Not the shrub.
No. The bush is okay. The forest is the problem because I grew up in the 50s and I have never seen one. And it was very mysterious. It was like you were walking through the forest and you didn't know what you were going to fall into.
So you like the shade.
So a little bush is nice, yeah.
A little bush.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
like
she
that.
Has a little bush.
No, no, that's a nice bush.
At the
yeah.
yeah.
Right. You know what's there. You know where you're
the
going.
The lips are.
Yeah. It's not
yeah,
like
she
that.
Has
it's
a lips
not like
shape.
Bush on the top.
The lips were shaved.
Really,
that was sexy.
Yeah. You know you're in the 1970s when yeah. it's just a swamp down there. I mean, nowadays the
it's
bush is really a
Did
deep little.
Swamp?
Yeah, a swamp. That's right. A swamp. That's what
is.
I remember when I saw yeah. my first porn movie. It was Deep Throat on the big screen, and it to me that's what it
on the big screen.
Yes, and also I saw
at the dragon.
Where on
that
the
would
no,
be hot. That would be hot.
The
no,
Pussycat
I'm
Theater.
Sorry, no drive.
No. I just was thinking that would be fucking hot.
Yeah, Pussycat Theater.
I think it's a representative of the hair. I think it's a representative of where we are evolving and how we are, and that's opening up to. It was a fear. It's like, oh, we don't want to be, you know, seen, and I'm scared to be, you know, show anything. But at the same time, you know, it was. I don't know what at the same time. Like I looked over at you and I'm like, I forgot what I was saying.
Well, back to panties. Back to panties because we're going around and I'm scared to get to the professor. But I'm going to get to Addie here. So let's see what.
Because I'm
getting this. Black basic black sheer panties. Let's have a look here. Okay, can we turn around to? Yes. Oh, look at that! Such you have a very spankable bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I wonder.
Perfect.
You know
what you want done.
Does the body create the fetish or does the mind? You know, and sometimes I think the people with the really round bottoms love to be spanked. Or do they get their bottom in shape so that people will want to spank it? Do you work out your bottom? Or is it just like that?
I have actually just been gaining weight, so I've just been eating more.
Yeah. You
and
have.
I got more
now,
of a
you're making everyone... That's not good masturbation education. I mean, you're just telling people to eat more.
No, I mean, just to get more of a bottom, I guess.
Well...
But
I don't know if most
choices.
People get it in their bottom. They usually get it in their, like, thighs, uh-huh. right? Not right
or your
in your
face. Or your face. Or my stomach.
Face would be good. Tits would be good. Or stomach
tits.
Is bad. Yeah.
Yes,
it would be good if it just went all to the boobs.
It certainly
yeah.
doesn't go...
And some butt.
The boob and the butt is good.
Yeah.
You got it good. You got it going on. You got the fetish thing happening.
The
right.
pale skin.
Susan,
right.
you, doctor, you've got
the pale
a...
skin.
You've got a caller from Toronto. Do you want to take a call?
I do, yes. Except that I didn't get to ask Dr. Chantel about her panties.
No, let's...
We'll
no,
have to
no,
save
no,
that.
No. Save the...
She's winking at me.
Let's see the panties.
It was me. It better be.
I don't
forget,
want to see her
forget
panties.
Forget the caller. See the panties.
She's a professor.
My panties are secret. If
oh,
I show my panties,
she's
going to undermine my academic authority.
Oh. I personally disagree, but we're going to see what happens after
secreted,
the aqua.
Secreted, you mean.
But anyway,
oh, yeah.
all right.
You're
saved by the other guest. So
ding.
Now we're going to have an author on the show. Okay. Eden Bailey is her name.
We hope, of course.
We hope.
Because of
Eden. Okay. But this is an incredibly erotic book. Four erotic novellas, Fall into Winter. But let's see, can we get her there? Hello, Eden?
Is she on? Nobody's told me she's on yet.
Oh, well then why'd you tell me she was on?
No, I didn't tell you she was on.
It's going to be a marital thing. Well,
no.
This
we
is
have,
supposed to be masturbation month,
we
not
have
marital.
John from, we have John from Toronto who wants to know the favorite positions with Hitachi Magic Wand. And he
the
is
favorite
on...
Favorite position?
Yes.
I think that Amanda should get up on the bed and demonstrate.
Yes.
Oh,
I
my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
You get
I think
the
get
the bed mic.
Right. Bed mic. Oh, yes.
Bed mic. Bed. And can somebody help with the electrical plugging in and all that kind of stuff?
Masturbation month.
Yay!
Bring that mic around,
all right.
please.
So, well, I have my own Hitachi magic wand here, but you have your
she
Hitachi
has hers.
Magic wand. We have multiple Hitachi magic wands.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right. We have the bed mic.
Hello.
You're in charge of
talking. I can't talk and masturbate.
I will hold the mic.
Every time you come here now, don't ever. Because I can't talk and masturbate.
Well, we have ways to work it out.
We have ways.
You're going to work it out?
Yeah,
all right.
We're going to work
so
it out.
So my deal, my deal is definitely very
And is she plugged in? We plugged her in?
I have to have pillows, and
we do have
takes
pillows.
A while.
We got pillows.
Y'all talk, and I'll get my shit ready.
Okay, we're gonna get ready. Okay. Now, do you have a caller that's
actually
there?
Yeah, we have a caller.
There?
He's on line one,
all right.
And we're
let's
going
see
to
what we can do
see
for him.
How this technology works. Here we go, and caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to talk with everyone.
Hello. Who's this?
This is John in Toronto.
John, welcome.
How are you?
Great.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say that I took some time tonight, and I'm completely shaved. So when you guys were talking about the Bush from the 70s, I'm completely shaved.
Well, all right. Well, represent the shaved male, the manscaped male. All right, completely shaved, head to toe.
And
maybe
I'm
not the head.
Top that one too. I'm actually masturbating with an attached magic wand tonight.
Well, all right. Well, fabulous for you. Good for you.
And
now, now you as a male, where are you putting the wand? Are you putting it on your anus or under your balls?
On the perineum.
On the perineum, right? Right under the balls and on the way to the anus, on the way to the planet Uranus. There's
right on the perineum.
It's kind of a place that makes you see stars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also have a masturbator sleeve that fits over the head.
A masturbator sleeve.
Sleeve.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a
yes.
Clear sleeve, and
you are equipped, I tell you, guy. Yeah.
I've got
John.
It on the first bead, and it's amazing.
You have a masturbator sleeve that you have put your cock into.
What's that?
Is this your cock goes into this
mm-hmm.
sleeve or?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's well, a.
Because
yeah,
most people think.
It's an AccuJack. It's
right.
Like the old AccuJacks.
Right. You are.
It pumps
you
your thing.
You know, anybody that says that sex toys aren't for guys, listen to John here. John has got
exactly.
it going on. Of course, you're
and
shaved,
say,
so you're kind of getting in touch with
I'm
your feminine side.
That I have a prostate toy vibrating in my anus right now.
Oh, my. You are totally
what?
Equipped.
Woo!
He
wow.
has
and
penetrated
this.
The planet Uranus with
and,
a prostate toy.
It's
okay, do you want to promote
Zone.
It? What prostate toy?
It's called the Zone Prostate Toy by Happy Valley. And it's,
right. okay.
it's all silicone, and it's got a little bullet on the end of it that sits on the perineum as well, so it vibrates the whole...
well,
the
we're very impressed with your masturbatory
oh, yeah.
techniques
hits,
and,
hits
and equipment.
The perineum at the same time.
Excellent. Well,
so
guys,
so I got
listen
the,
up.
The toy in... And I've got the Hitachi wand with the masturbator.
All right. Thank you for sharing. And did you have a question for us, or did you just want to kind of play along
well,
while
I wanted to share,
Amanda...
I also wanted to ask a question to the doctor if she's ever heard of clit pumping and if she likes it, if she's ever tried it herself. And
clit
and
pumping.
What's her
I've
opinion on it?
I've never heard of that. So I don't have an
no.
opinion, which is... You unusual for me because I usually have an opinion.
Well,
I have
see,
never
stump the doctor. That's the subtitle
yeah.
of this show.
Stump.
All right,
masturbation month.
I'm going to
stump Chantel.
I mean, clit pumping is like penis pumping, right?
I would assume
except
so,
except with for the clit because
right.
the clit is like a little penis.
That's not like stump fucking, right?
Uh huh. Here, take this white thing off, would you? Come on, and put on this here if you want to be modest, because that is too. You know, put this around you, and you can. Yes, exactly.
Mm.
And just you'll look better. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, if okay. she couldn't answer that question, I have another question for her.
Well, what are you? You're not going to tell us anything about clit pumping yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can go online and research it, but basically, it's like a little cylinder that sits directly on the clitoris.
So it's like a penis pump.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it air hose attached to it.
Pulls the blood into into the clit. Yeah.
It engorges the clitoris.
Yeah.
So if you go online and can see engorged clitorises, sometimes they look like 1 to 2 inch little penises.
Well, sometimes they do, and sometimes they look like that even without a clit pump. Because, you know, when you get the clit really excited, that's what happens. So, I mean, a clit pump is like a penis pump. It doesn't do any more or less. It just kind of pulls the blood into that area. And that's something that, you know, makes you
and
feel
there
good.
There are some that are actually pretty high pressure with, like, pressure gauges and everything. And,
all right.
And really, really engorge the clitoris and stimulate the clitoris, and they can actually then women could actually masturbate their clitoris just like a little penis. And
awesome. You are just talking a mile a minute. I have Amanda here with a Hitachi magic wand. Do you know who Amanda Blow is?
I don't.
Now you do. And she is demonstrating her technique for masturbation. This is a masturbation education.
Susan, you're in the camera's way.
My way.
Susie?
Oh.
You're right in the camera's way. No, you're right in the camera's way.
Well,
I know.
Which way should I move? Which camera?
She's okay.
Which
okay,
camera are you talking
we've
about?
We've got this camera. It's okay. It's okay.
I am in the camera's way. And how dare you?
And that's the static from the magic wand. Hold it, hold it.
Yeah.
Hitachi.
Yeah.
Aww.
You're gonna short circuit my
microphone. It's very awkward for me, so I have to like simulate that I'm fucking a guy, but
right.
I need a vibrating dick. Hi, sexy. So I can't talk to y'all. I have to get in my own world if y'all want me to really come. So.
Yeah, get in your world. You get in your world. Okay, okay. I just wanted to check in with you, Amanda, because you know, I mean, I saw you like this,
down.
And I don't want to interfere with what you're going through, but I just want you to do what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing, and just let us know. Just kind of yell if we should put the mic up to you so we can hear some moaning or whatever, or if you're going to call out.
You
some
don't need a mic.
If you're going to, you know, say something really enlightening, then
okay.
Something.
Do we need
okay.
to call her on for this?
Okay.
Or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think
we've got.
I think we
got
to talk to you next week. Okay, John. I think we're now moving on, but we appreciate your sharing with us all of these toys, and the clit pump and everything. Okay.
Could you just explain to me how she is masturbating with the Hitachi wand?
I can explain very quickly that she is now rubbing her clit with the Hitachi magic wand, and she has some sort of rubber pink rabbit thing. Is that also a vibrating thing? Yes. Yeah, that's a rabbit
this
thing.
This is by Evolved Rabbit.
Right.
I didn't think I would
by
like
Evolved.
It.
Okay.
I didn't think I would like it because
no, it's nice.
I have to have separation. Like I do my own.
Absolutely.
Mechanicking, you know, so to speak, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But this is pretty amazing.
It is
thank
amazing.
You, Evolved.
You are amazing.
The only thing I don't like about them, I have to say, is
the point.
Yeah, because
it's
I go and it stops. I'm like, oh,
I was
almost
shoot.
There.
You know,
so I
want to okay.
sue them because of many orgasms that I did not have
we
right
just,
away.
We just have to get them to make an Amanda Blow toy
oh, we're gonna have
that you're going to design. Right.
You're going to help me design it.
I am going to help you. You know, I'll make my own toy.
Ooh, you have my toy.
John is ready to help you design it. All right. Okay, and John, and so she's got this okay.
So
this kind of evolved thing
I have
in her,
to feel
in her
like
pussy.
It's, I'm sorry. I,
okay,
feel, I have to feel like it's, you know, a cock or something in me, mm-hmm. not too big, although I love big cock. I love to suck a big dick, but inside of me, I'm very tiny. So I need some vibration and some stimulation.
She's so tiny inside.
No, trust me. I will pop your finger off.
I trust you. I know.
Never trust anybody who says trust you. Trust me.
Right.
Anyways,
and by the way, did
I
mention she's gloriously naked? She looks fantastic.
Just recently had a penis reduction.
Right.
Well, I can only fuck you then.
Oh.
I can't suck your cock.
Oh, right.
No. I will.
What?
Okay, so anyway, this is what she's doing. She's also on top of my penis pillow that the LAPD thought was a weapon. Really, seriously, they were ready to. I mean, they didn't charge me with anything, but they used this penis pillow as a reason that they interrupted my show for 2.5 hours.
Oh my God!
The penis pillow, and this is Lily Cade that just came up to the microphone.
Uh-oh.
Hello,
hey.
Lily. Yeah. Look at
sexy.
Amanda.
There's my girl right there.
Lily got excited looking at you, Amanda.
She's made out with me before, but
and
that's it.
She also got excited.
I didn't get any of that.
She got excited seeing your microphone available.
She was trying so hard,
I know.
Last time to get me to be involved, and I was like so nervous and scared and like shy.
Now look at you.
Yeah.
Look at me now. You brought me to the newest.
Yes, look at you. Keep going. She's supposed to keep going. The show has a finite period of time. So, Lily.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Merry Masturbation Month.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah. Have you been celebrating?
You know me, I'd rather fuck. But
yeah. You'd rather, but occasionally, you know, you got to get to sleep
you know.
Or something. It's a good sleeping pill,
exactly.
right? Exactly. Right. Or a wake-up. Something. So, well, welcome, you know, to our masturbation celebration here with Amanda.
I like masturbating other people.
Well, there is that. I think that that can be included in Masturbation Month,
I
is the
so.
Masturbation of other people. Yes, and Sasha's agreeing. And
how much you agree?
I agree.
Okay, and I'm back here. So do I need another battery or what? I'm okay. I'm not okay. So Nori or somebody, yeah, can you help me here? Oh, yeah. Oh, now Sasha is going to town. Can Lily, since you're doing so well, yes, get the dress off, exactly, because she has some amazing natural boobs. Now, you've interviewed a lot of porn stars, Dr. Chantel. Have you ever interviewed Sasha?
I have not.
Right. Sasha's amazing.
I think Sasha is not right now worried about being interviewed.
No, I don't. I'm just suggesting it. I'm not saying to interview her now.
Yes.
No. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just thinking that she's just a very amazing girl, and so is Amanda, for that matter. Have you ever interviewed her?
I have not.
What, you know, you got, and how about Addie?
I have not.
And so, you know, because I know you interview porn stars.
I do.
Hoping to reveal
there's a lot of
their
porn
inner
stars.
Selves.
Huh?
And
who have you interviewed?
Oh, Jessica Drake, Brookhaven, like that I've done sort of publicly. I've interviewed, in terms of research, I've interviewed, I'd say hundreds now, but like,
wow, that's cool.
Anonymized, but the ones that are sort of public up, Jessica Drake, Brookhaven, there's a lot pending, Tyler Knight, Barrett Blade, Kenny Stiles. Kenny Stiles, if you're out there right now, hello.
Kenny Stiles, we love him. We've had him here.
Oh, he is such a nice...
He's so hot.
He's very pretty and nice to look at, and that is not his only good quality.
Right.
He's also a nice guy.
Oh, that sounds very personal, but I won't go there.
Great.
Avid Masturbator via Twitter is saying, what is the best way for a guy to tell a female friend that he masturbates to her? This is interesting.
That is interesting.
What is the best way for a guy... You know, if he has a female friend that he masturbates to, as opposed to all the porn stars he could masturbate to, he masturbates to a friend, which
that's
is
very flattering.
The time. It is flattering, but it's awkward to say.
For sure.
So how should he talk about it?
I don't know. I think he'd just be upfront.
Yeah.
I think
just
a lot of women
say,
would
I masturbate to you?
Well,
how
maybe
about,
not like
how about I don't think so. I don't think you should say I masturbate
maybe be
to
creepy.
You. I think, no. I think here's my advice, avid masturbator. Is that you should use the word dream instead of masturbate.
Oh, fantasize.
You'd say, I not even fantasize. That's a little loaded. No, I had a dream about you. And you were in a beautiful dress or whatever it is, or you were naked even. But it's a dream. You can't help a dream. It's a little bit like, wow.
It's out of his hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's
so
my,
to speak.
My 5 cent advice. Okay.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Amanda Blow is celebrating Masturbation Month. And so is Sasha, although she's really celebrating Cunnilingus Month or something.
Forced
or no,
orgasm.
This is now forced orgasm. I don't know if she's... Is it being forced? And she's got her panties on, Panty Boy, just in case you're wondering, while Lily Cade is fingering her to within an inch of her life, that pretty bush. Ah, wow.
Woo!
Jeez. And hello there, Charity Bangs. I think that Lily's abandoned her microphone. Or you could come up here. We have a microphone here. You want to say hi? Yeah? Why don't you say hi? Charity.
Charity Bangs.
Hi.
Charity, it's so nice to see you again. Is her microphone working? Okay. Yes, you're good.
You know, Charity.
My voice a little bit. You have to bear with me.
Yeah, your voice is a little. Are you? Are you?
Addie, we had some awesome content trade the other day.
Yeah, we know.
We
did two.
She made you sick
yesterday.
Yeah, she had me screaming so much. My voice gone.
Is this working now? Yeah. Is this microphone working now? Okay. All right. Okay. So test, test, test. Yes, it is working. Okay. Well, we're glad to see you, Charity. So it won't make you talk a lot, but feel free to masturbate because everybody else is.
I have my guest.
Yeah. Actually, not everyone is masturbating. I should say that Dr. Chantel Tibbles, because she is a distinguished sociologist,
she
is
not,
masturbating.
That
at
is
the moment.
Correct.
I'm not gonna. You know, she's you know, she's doing her thing. And I appreciate it.
What
and and now I got Eden Bailey on
okay,
the line.
Okay, but now I got to have quiet if we're going to hear this, Susie.
Right. Well, you can turn their mics down, but they can continue masturbating,
turn the mics
right?
Down. Yep.
Because after all, we're going to have an erotic reading from this fabulous book. If we get her on the line, Fall into Winter. It's really a great book if you like your erotica with a bit of culture, actually more than a bit of culture, because it's very cultured. I mean, lots of references to classical music and really, really well written. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, try to describe how well written it is. I think I'm going to just let her read a section of it. Hello, Eden Bailey.
Hi, Dr. Susie. How are you?
Merry Masturbation Month.
Thank you. You too.
Well, you know, I'm doing great. I'm surrounded by beautiful women masturbating and also a distinguished sociologist who looks like she's having a good time. So she's laughing. And
well, she's not having that. She's just observing.
Observing,
yes.
Right. She's not having an inappropriate good time. Right.
What? That's not...
Oh, we need an... Okay, so you know what? I have more to drink here. I have agua.
Ooh.
Cocoa leaf liqueur. Yes. So, Eden Bailey, I love your book, Fall into Winter.
Yes.
And tell me, you were a banker.
I was.
And then you decided that you wanted to follow your passion. Was that because... you had a fantasy while you were masturbating, or what?
Well, I've been masturbating for a very long time, so it would have been a really long fantasy. No, you know, I've always wanted to become a writer, and I think I just went into banking because I wanted to earn a living. And, you know, once I started earning a living, I felt, you know what, I can't stay in banking. It just was not something that I could see myself doing for the rest of my life. So... I decided to follow my passion and to do it now before I felt it was too late.
So you're making a lot less money but having a lot more fun?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I just love your stories here. One is about an older woman who falls in love, in lust and in love. I mean, a lot of your characters fall in love and in lust. And
yeah.
It's amazing. They have such hot, lusty sex. At the same time, it's very... full of emotion and conflict, and I like it. I know.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you very much. That's really. I'm very honored that you say that.
So could we have a reading from it? Since all these girls are masturbating.
You know what it is. I have no masturbation.
That's okay because I noticed that. And you know what? You don't have to have masturbation in a story. To masturbate to it.
Well,
I mean,
absolutely
of course
not.
But
you know what I thought I would do for you, Dr. Susie?
Yes.
Would you mind if I read you from my next anthology?
Oh, well, that would be wonderful because I would learn something new. That would be great. That means I have to really listen.
Well, actually, this excerpt is the sexual fantasy of a woman who's masturbating with her favorite clit vibe.
Very good.
And this clit vibe is called the power pulsator.
The power pulsator?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing or did you make that up?
That up, yeah, I made that up.
Oh, well, we should make one of those.
Five different speeds, and each of them has a very specific name. This is a woman who's basically into masturbation because she's decided to give up on men.
Okay.
And if you like, I can read you that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it begins with Ava's fantasy, bondage sex with a stranger. She's naked, blindfolded, and bound. Lying in a spread eagle position, her wrists and ankles are tied with red silk scarves to the four corners of the bed. she hears her mystery lover come into the room. He doesn't say a word. He undresses slowly, drops his clothes to the floor, and moves toward her. She smells a faint scent of musk before he climbs on the bed, kneeling in between her legs. She shudders at the sudden sensation of feathers touching her neck. She loves to be tickled. It arouses her and makes her squirm. Ava moans and turns on the vibrator to its first setting, called whisper. The feathers proceed down her body, tickling her breasts, focusing on her nipples until they become rigid. The tease continues slowly across her stomach, moving closer toward her mound, but then it stops, leaving her wanting more. She twists her body to break free from her restraints, but with no success. There's a shift in movement on the bed, and she feels large hands on her left ankle, untying the scarf around it and releasing her limb. Her fantasy man swings her free leg over until she's turned on her side. The feathers reemerge, running across her back, down the crack of her buttocks, tormenting her when they merely graze her sex to tickle behind her legs. Ava increases the power of her vibe to the next setting. Purr. Her mystery man repositions her. She's on her back again, with the feathers finally at the mouth of her pussy, inviting her to open up. The tickling continues, sending tremors throughout her body. She feels beads of moisture clinging to her cunt, but only a few moments later, she's dripping wet. She hears her own voice in her head, pleading with the stranger, "Please, lick me. Suck me. Now." He removes the other ankle restraint and lowers his face to her pussy, placing her legs over his shoulders. The feathers are gone, replaced by the feel of his fingers. He nibbles around her inner thighs before he spreads her outer labia, licking her up and down her vulva, probing deeply, provoking her to meet his lips with hers. Ava instinctively arches her back and changes the power pulsator to its third position. Buzz. The stranger inserts a finger into her, fucking her slowly, continuing his assault with his tongue, licking and sucking every crevice. He slides in another finger, pushes deeper, still a third finger, stretching her as he envelops her with his lips, adding pressure, swirling around her clit with alternating gentle and aggressive jabs. Ava groans. She's close and moves her vibe to its fourth position called almost there. She squeezes her breasts hard, pinching her nipples until they burn. All the while, she feels her pussy being devoured. God, she can't wait any longer. Final setting. Ava presses the vibe hard against her clit and comes wildly, letting out a long, anguished cry. Her body spasms as she imagines her greedy lover pulling her snatch even further into his mouth, gulping her juices like some savage beast. The last setting of the power pulsator is simply called Dare, an almost zen-like name for the explosive orgasm she's just experienced. I hope you liked that, Dr. Susie.
Oh, Eden Bailey, thank you.
You're
masturbation
welcome.
Erotica.
I'll be right back. I gotta go to the bathroom.
We gotta go to the bathroom. Okay. Whoa, that's beautiful. Okay, you're gonna send me that book. Is that
absolutely?
Oh yes, yes. And in the meantime, Fall into Winter is really it's more of a relationship book, but you can certainly masturbate to it. Absolutely. But it's very appropriate you read this one because it's all about a vibrator.
It is.
Really. And we girls, we seem to be in love with our vibrators. That is for sure. I think there's a vibrator epidemic going on, for better, for worse, and forever. You know, and they're going to turn into robots eventually, aren't they? Robots that can tell us stories as they vibrate us, right? What do you think, Dr. Chantel? We need our microphone. Max, open mic.
You know.
yes, we stopped to have our paparazzi come in here.
All your lines have been up all night.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. But
okay.
Okay.
Now I forgot my question. No, but you remember, right?
The robots.
Yes. Well, I mean, Eden's story is all about like a love affair with a vibrator. Look at these love affairs with vibrators these women are having here. And do you think the future is robots?
I mean, whatever meets people's needs will emerge, truth be told.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, some people probably need robots and definitely do. And so they will appear.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, I mean, it's just, with anything, I mean, it's, everybody needs something different, and you know, it takes all kinds. And so, you know, the Hitachi magic wand is up there doing its mm-hmm. job, but that robot might not be extensive enough for someone else.
Well, we would all have different robots.
Yeah.
Avid masturbator is dreaming about Dr. Chantel.
Oh, dear.
All right. Ooh. Absolutely.
Dreamy. Thank you. Dreaming.
So, Eden Bailey, we're just vibrating away here, and I don't know how much more we can have on the phone, right? And all our lines are lit up, probably from people who are commenting or masturbating to your story. So I just want to thank you for joining us and sharing your erotica.
That was a really nice reading.
Beautiful reading.
Yeah. My pleasure for you.
And please come visit us in L.A.
I would love to.
Yes. Absolutely. So Fall into Winter, four incredible erotic novellas. I mean, told sort of from a woman's point of view, but I think certain kinds of men, especially these metrosexuals like John, who's manscaping his body, would like it. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's just for women.
No, it's great.
I have actually
for men.
A big male following.
Yeah, well.
Men should manscape.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally.
And I don't know. I mean, this division between porn and erotica, it's kind of getting a little blurrier these days. Definitely. And I'm wondering if somebody's going to film your stories. I mean, I think they should be made into films.
Well, I think so. I think they can be short films. But, you know, the difference between what I write versus porn, I like porn very much, actually. I know you have some really fab porn stars there tonight with you, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so...
Professors and porn stars.
Woo.
Masturbation education.
So I think primarily the difference for me is with erotica in reading, you just don't have, you know, the sense of the visual sense or the hearing sense to get you off. So you really need to engage your imagination. So
and
that's
that
what I
you
try to do.
Do
by writing it to engage all of your senses. So
absolutely.
Your imagination.
We love engaging.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. You're all wet. Not you, Eden. Amanda, you're just soaked.
She wants to see a
it's
talk.
Beautiful. You need cock.
There's a bunch of them in the room. Somebody show me a man to masturbate in front of me. Like, that's the hottest thing.
Okay, she wants a man to. Okay. Well, I'm going to say thank you to Eden. And I have urgent porn stars here. I'm not sure what we can satisfy them with. But, okay, so can we say goodbye to Eden?
Do we have a.
Politely, please?
Yeah, okay.
I've got a romper room of porn here, Eden. So thank you so much
Not
for
a problem.
Joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And, hi, Eden.
Thank you, Eden.
Great, thank you.
We'll see you
have a good night.
In
yeah,
our
you
fantasies.
Take care.
I'll definitely see you in my fantasies. Eden Bailey, Fall into Winter, and other forthcoming erotic novellas. Thank
Woo!
You so much.
Woo!
Absolutely. And Amanda Blow. Now we're back to Amanda, and Amanda
and we need a,
is,
a male porn
okay,
star.
Okay, we have
someone,
a male porn star.
Is there
room?
A male porn star
yes,
here?
Simon Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Hey.
I'm engineering.
I heard about you. You're Addie's boyfriend. Is that right?
No, we're business partners.
You're business partner, but you're also a porn star.
And we're life partners. We're best friends.
You're not. You're.
Oh, he does.
Kicked in the balls. Okay, we've had guys like that.
He's into that.
Yeah, kicked in the balls. Don't look so surprised, Dr.
Bon
Chantel. It's quite a fetish.
But he's also quite a good porn star as well.
Right?
Where is he?
Where is he? And
he's
where
right
is
here.
Let's bring him up here.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her. How could you deny this woman?
Oh, Simon, get up
She's
here.
She's pleading. He needs to pee. Okay, he's going to pee.
Go ahead, take a pee.
He's going to pee. He doesn't want to pee on you, right? You don't mind. Does it help a guy to pee a little bit? Now you're coughing.
Amanda, I'll come play with you.
Oh, come on up here, Sasha. Just a little foreplay. Well, thank you, Amanda, for allowing her to come up onto my bed. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Ooh. I have been practicing. But I heard that
the bed microphone, Susan, the bed microphone.
Oh.
Sasha can maybe hold the bed microphone.
Okay, where is the bed microphone?
Somewhere there.
Well, we got to find the bed microphone.
It's on that wire. See, at the end of that wire somewhere.
I think she'd rather pick up a vibrator.
I know, but we got to find that microphone.
Okay, the microphone.
It's on the floor here.
Okay.
Careful, careful.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, thank you.
You're right.
Okay, and here we go.
Put the condom on it.
Put the condom on the microphone. Yes. So, Addie Juniper.
Hello.
Why don't you come up here?
All right.
All right.
All right.
And do you want to use the microphone or do you just want to use the vibrator? I just...
Okay. Let me hear you again. Sasha, talk to me. Okay, I'm not hearing... I'm not hearing the bed microphone now because it's been... Susan?
Yes?
The bed microphone, is it on?
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you.
I cannot know all things.
Okay, well, we took care of it.
Okay, good. So I have here a screaming O vibrating ring, right? Very nice. Okay. And I've been using it all night. Okay, look at everything going on here. Wow. So
it's quite impressive, really.
And you look like a debutante, just in a crazy sorority party. Can I help you out of your dress, ma'am? Okay. Very good. Okay, I think my microphone is too close to something. I'm not sure
that's
what.
No, that's the vibrator, Susan.
Oh, that's the vibrator.
Yeah.
But are you here? Is it just in my headphones, or is it...
No, it's recording.
Oh, it's recording. Nice. Okay, so here we are. Cupcake bra. Very nice. Okay, very pretty bra. Look at that. Did we get the cupcakes from the bra? Just a shot of her cupcakes. Right, because they're very fashionable, cupcakes. Okay, and now... We take off the cupcakes. Sweet. Yeah. Look at those boobies. Very nice. Very nice. Natural. Look at all the natural girls here. I think we have all natural girls. Isn't that something, Chantel?
That, you know, that it's, we were talking about hair before, and that's another thing that's kind of shifting. The necessity, quote-unquote, of breast implants seems to be disappearing.
And why are they necessary? Look at all these beautiful breasts
I was
of
saying
different sizes.
Necessity, sarcastically.
Yes,
back in the day,
right.
It seemed like it was everybody had the fake tits, and not anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, all boobs are good.
All boobs are good, in one way or another.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
Actually, Susan, that's your headsets.
It's my headsets.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe it's my little thing here, so I can't use this, unfortunately.
Okay,
so I have to use this. All right, stick them up, 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 stick them up. Okay, here's a cock for you, here's a cock. Yeah. Yeah, suck my cock, baby. Yeah, suck my cock. You love cock, don't you? Yeah, but you use that as an excuse to avoid having your orgasm.
No, we're having we're unloading one of the cocks.
You looked at me for a second there. All right. Have that orgasm, girl. Okay, here we go. I think you need a cooling off, though. Yeah.
Where's that stage microphone?
All right, and I think I was going to give a spanking to Addie because, I don't
Susan,
know,
Susan, I need
seems
the stage microphone.
One.
I can't hear anything.
The stage microphone.
It's the bed microphone.
Yes, it's once again disappeared. It's right next to Addie. Okay, excuse me, Lily.
Careful, don't
Lily,
worry.
Lily, get your hand up, Lily. Lily is a woman with a mission. Her mission is always to get the woman. That is basically her mission, and she... I have a mission to keep the show going.
I read something recently that Lily had some money donated in her name to, I think it was Lambda Legal.
Wow.
Yeah. Wasn't that you, Lily? I know, don't answer that right now, but...
Lily has her mouth full.
Yes, she does.
I think. She can't speak with her mouth full.
Yeah, I think it was. It's girlfriends that... Once a month, they donate some money, and they did last month in Lily's honor. She
that's
got to pick.
Excellent.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty sweet.
Very good. Lily has very nice friends. You want to take those panties off for your spanking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should. I'll give you another pair of panties. Yeah. Okay, panty boy. Look at these pretty black panties. You've been wearing those all day?
Yeah.
Let's have a whiff.
Are you kidding?
No.
Amanda will have a whiff. Yes, yes. Amanda. Oh, yes. Beautiful, Amanda. Don't put them on my microphone, though. Okay. All right. So look at this. This is a shaved pussy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very shaved. And a little bit of anything? No, not really. Just kind of shaved. Woo-hoo. Smooth girl. All right.
Smooth.
So, let's see now.
What happened to our male porn star?
Come on.
Oh, there he is.
Help me out here.
Jeez.
Oh, come on.
He's no porn person.
Amanda knows he's no porn person.
Any porn man would show me the meat because he'd understand what I'm going through.
That's right. Come on,
Simon.
All
I want to see is some meat. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, show it or shut up.
I thought that was it.
You had to pee, and that was an excuse, and now you can come up here.
I'll give you a toy.
I have
a toy for men. I have a
That's my tongue,
screaming
mouth.
O cock ring.
Cock.
Where is it?
Cock.
Simon,
cock.
You're a pussy.
Cock.
I'm going to take it out on your
cock.
Partner by spanking her
cock.
Hard.
Cock.
That would be great.
See?
You're away from him.
All right, so I'm going to take it out on you now. Over my knee. You got to get spanked for your partner who's supposed to be a porn star. Whoa, look. Look at this beautiful ass. And as I said, tonight's show is wanking and spanking. A little hair pulling. Do you like that too? Yeah. Wanking and spanking. Why would you have a ponytail if you don't want it pulled, right? Okay, so how you doing? You're doing better there. Huh? Everybody's just whacking away here. And what are you, Dr. Chantel? Do you do this in class? Are you texting at least what's going on? Or are you making arrangements
actually.
For sex
well,
later?
No, because a friend of mine is listening, watching, and she was so excited to see Addie's boobs, and so I was just like, yay!
Addie's boobs, yeah.
Yeah, Addie's
let's
boobs.
Let's have somebody shooting Addie from this angle, please, because that's the way we see Addie's boobs, is from this angle.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to boss
there,
my photographers.
There are people around. Out in the world right now that want to see Addie's boobs.
Oh, yeah. Show
yes.
those boobs, Addie. Beautiful boobs.
Yes.
And what... Can we know what size they are? I can't get the mic over there. Just tell me. Size?
Big B, small C.
A big B, small C. They're a very big B, I think. You are getting it for your bad, bad partner who won't show his cock to poor, poor Amanda, who's just trying to celebrate Masturbation Month. And he calls himself a porn star. No, he's probably got all kinds of skills. Well, I don't know what I should ask him to do. Maybe nothing, because I don't want to get rejected. Right? At least, yeah. Oh. But Lily's happy with no men in the bed. Right? She loves that. I got microphone here. All right, let's hear it for Addie Juniper getting a spanking for her partner.
Oh, thank you. That was great.
Yeah, it was. I didn't want to spank you too hard, just in case you have a shoot tomorrow.
Oh.
What? Okay, you want cock, Amanda?
Matt.
I'm gonna give you cock.
Oh, Jesus.
Oil it up for me.
Oh.
Where's the lube?
I had the best experience when I was
very young. I mean, you know, 17, 16.
Yeah, wait, let me get my sleeves up.
The guy was older than me, and yeah. I think the reason that I am so attracted to guys masturbating is because it was produced to me very well. We had played around. My girlfriend was older. He was older. He got excited, and he says, okay, you don't want to fuck me. You don't want to suck my dick. You don't want to get me off. I need to take care of myself, and I actually have blue balls. And he explained to me,
Lily,
one moment by moment.
Mommy's hat now.
Just wait and fill it up. I'll fill it up. Hold on. Anyways, he explained everything as he went, and he said, look, I'm gonna masturbate. I'm going to make myself release.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. And I'm looking up, and I'm watching him, and he looks so sexy. He had a very nice, beautiful cock, and he was just stroking it. He was like 19 years old.
Mm.
And he was just stroking it and stroking it. Where was I?
Stroking it.
Okay, no, that was like later on in life. But as young as I was at the age of 17.
Mm. So what are you going to do with this cock besides stroke it? Anything? Well, you going to try to get it in your mouth?
I need to see real meat. Like, I don't want to see a picture of a steak. I want to feel and eat the steak myself.
Well,
I
mean, now, why didn't you bring
a really
guy?
Hot blonde here, and no I, guys.
Oh, well, her. Let's get him up here.
This is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen.
Take me in there. FYI. You put me on the spot.
Anybody.
I was like, what?
Amazing?
Yes.
What, all these horny girls?
He does have a big dick, too.
And no, I mean, okay, sorry.
No, hey, you know, last week we had the Charlie Sheen parody crew. There was all these guys with their dicks out. But
request
you know.
Max.
We
request
don't know.
Max.
Max, Max, Max,
Max, no, 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 no,
Max,
no, no,
Max,
no, no,
Max,
no.
Max,
ladies, I'm engineering.
He's always got his excuse.
The whole show will go off the air if I come up there.
All right. Now I have a very wet black dick. Well, I have a funny feeling. Oh, look at this. Who's this guy? Maybe this guy would like to join the... No.
Wow.
I've got all these guys here.
All these guys.
You know, isn't this interesting? I find that a guy... And you were writing about this, actually. How difficult it is for a guy to come out there. I mean, we used to think it was difficult for women to come out and be sexual and just be exhibitionists and show off. But really, when it comes right down to it, it's more difficult for guys to come right out. And unless they're professionals, real professional porn stars, or just, you know, on the verge of that, they're reluctant.
Very few men, it seems. I mean, like, you look at...
Girls!
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa.
Your headset's gone again, Susan.
Talking about how no one will oblige this hot chick.
I don't know what's going on. Okay.
We're talking about.
No, you could use... I don't know what's going on. Use your thing.
Okay.
Use the bed microphone, Susan.
I have to use this now.
My dick's in the car.
And they can't talk. Okay. Well, maybe I'll let them talk, and I'll just get
over. I don't know what's going on. No, no, no. You can't. Something's wrong. So they're no good. Give her that microphone up there. Give her that microphone, the guest microphone. Hold on. He's going to give you the guest microphones. Zoom.
Okay. Well, now talk.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here I am now. Okay, ladies, so where were we? Oh, so we were talking about how, you know, I mean, these ladies are all demanding, but, you know, you ladies, you know that no matter how you're feeling, you look great. But a guy, he's a little concerned that if he's nervous, he won't have a hard-on. Unless he took Viagra.
I feel like I'm being put on the spot.
What?
You know, I hate that, but I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. God bless you, porn stars, maybe, but... God bless them, because they can stay hard and be talked to, and people are making fun and laughing, and they can come. That's amazing.
Mm.
So
it is amazing.
Let's see what y'all got.
And the director is shouting like, "No, no, no! Switch positions now." Okay, well, that's not quite right. Open to the camera, honey.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to think about, because you hear a lot of rhetorical like guys out there. Oh, I would.
Yeah,
love
too bad
to
we don't have any male
porn
stars in here.
This, that, and the other.
Ah, we have a request from Panty Boy.
You have me.
Oh,
I'm like
Charity
there.
Bangs. Do you have panties on?
Yes, I do.
Can we see your panties, Charity Bangs?
Woo! Charity Bangs.
Why don't
you
come over here?
Yeah.
Come on up here. Come
she
on
come up here.
Here. Especially since you can't talk anyway.
Oh.
You might as well come up here. Talkers should go there because our microphones aren't working up here. So, okay. An avid masturbator had a wonderful orgasm for Chantel Gibbles.
Oh, thank you, avid masturbator.
You better tweet that.
I know, I should.
Avid masturbator. He's on Twitter. He had an orgasm thinking of you.
Wow.
Probably teaching his class.
I know. You know?
You know?
I wonder sometimes. Hey, those
oh,
are
look
cute
at these. These are real kind of sporty. Yeah, very nice.
It's cute.
Yeah, very, very nice. Okay. And we have panties for everybody in case
yay!
You need extra
panties.
Oh, my
God. I want to get Chantel up here. I think that would be great.
Maybe yes. I can finally come. So there's no meat.
No meat. Yeah. I'm I got no meat for you, Amanda. I'm sorry.
I think panties for everybody.
Panties!
Woo!
Woo!
Where's your microphone? My microphone is gone. Okay, so I'm using this microphone now. Is that it? All right. So you know, the show is now winding up. Really? What? We're almost out of time. I think we are out of time. But well, I don't know. I'm not sure what microphone I'm using here.
Okay, is this my microphone?
Test, test. Okay, here we go. So what? Ay. All the microphones. All the little microphones. All right, so everybody gets panties. Everybody gets vibrators. We're going to continue, but we are just going to give out our information now because, you know, it's technically the end of the show, but that doesn't mean the party's over. It just means it's time to tell everybody where they can find you. Okay? So, let's see. I guess I'll be off the microphone for a moment. I'm going to just hand it around. So, Addie
they have
Juniper.
A microphone, Susan.
Okay, does this microphone work?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Where can you find me?
Yes, where can we find
you? AddieJuniper.com. And my tickle site is TickleChicks.com.
Tickle Chicks. Tickle Chicks. Can we tickle you? I want to tickle you.
Hello, my name is Amanda Blow, and I'm going to blow a bunch off after everybody's... But Twitter, Amanda Blow, Facebook, Amanda Wynn. For some reason, they put Amanda Blow on the side. Whatever. Anyways, I'm doing live webcam.
That's Facebook for you.
Yes.
Sensors.
Yeah, but they put Facebook.
Okay, Amanda Wynn.
They tried to catch Google.
Size it with Amanda Blow. Well, why didn't you just? Put
all right.
Anyways.
So. Okay. So Amanda Blow.
Erotic TV. Love Travis Barjack and Julius Caesar. Ooh, she's about to come.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
And look at Amanda Blow's blog. And I have my show, the Amanda Blow Show, is coming very soon.
Yeah.
And I'm getting coverage tonight as well.
Very good. All right, Amanda Blow. You are amazing. And this is Sasha Sweet, very sweet. Come on over here. Oh, hey, beautiful.
Hello,
I love you.
I love you.
Mwah. So where do we find you?
I am on Twitter constantly, and that's Twitter/SashaSweetXO. And I'm also currently working on my site, so keep your eyes open for SashaSweet.com.
Yes.
Or your legs.
Well, keep your legs and keep your cock hard and your eyes peeled.
Show a dick when you need to be
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Bye. And masturbate for Masturbation Month too. You.
Masturbate to me, please. Mm-hmm. I hope you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fondle your cocks and your pussies and self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Let love win.
Let love win, yes.
Absolutely. And how about you? You can't talk,
yeah,
right?
I have a Twitter, Charity Bangs. And then I'm working on my site, like Sasha, charitybangs.com. Hopefully I'll get it up in the next month or so. So be on the lookout.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout. And Dr. Sean...
Your microphone's working now.
Dr. Chantel. Oh, my microphone is now working.
Woo! Yay!
Dr. Chantel Tibbles.
Dr. Chantel. I am on Twitter at PVVTweet. The PVV is for PVV Online, which is my blog site. So if you want to read... If you want to read my thoughts about this fantastic experience of being on Dr. Susie yes. and watching Amanda.
Yeah. Amanda and Sasha and Lily and Addie and
Charity.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's although Amanda did take the lead here with
Amanda was the center star with the bed shaking up there.
And look at Amanda's got like this athlete's body. I mean, you're like an athlete going at it here. Isn't she? I mean, yeah, just really going at it. All right. Well, Dr. Chantel Tibbles, I hope you come back and join us.
I would love to.
I didn't make you show your panties.
You know, I might not be wearing any. Just kidding. I am. But.
Now you got us all curious.
I know, and I have this long dress on, and nobody can see.
Ah, but we do see some nice cleavage there. That's very nice,
you know.
Dr. Chantel. Okay. And so we're now going to shift into the post-show party.
The cameras still be rolling. And
Masturbation Month party.
We're going to sign off.
Your masturbation education is going to continue, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. That's right. It's going to continue, although it's, I think, recess
time. I'm
going
to leave, Susan, those microphones.
Right.
Susan, I'm going to leave those microphones on.
Yeah, we can have
close,
the microphones
close,
on. Yeah.
Close.
And so stay tuned, you know. Make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. You know, make love, not war. Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Make love. Make love to someone you love tonight. Whoa! Even if that someone is you. I love you. Say I love you to everybody. I need to talk with you.
Love you!
Yay!
You can talk to us.
We love you.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.